Lesson 7. The Communion Service and the Concluding Service. In the parable of the prodigal son, there is mention about the return of the dependent son. Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Forgetting everything, the father received the dependent son, and he was given again the title of sonship. To signify this, he was given a bath, robed in the best dress, and a ring was put on his finger. There was a banquet arranged to honor him, and all rejoiced at his return. Luke chapter 15 verses 1 to 24. God has sent his son to redeem sinful man who went astray from him. Jesus sacrificed himself and redeemed mankind. He arranged an eternal banquet for man and fed him with his own body and blood. He invites us to enjoy this banquet in every holy Kurbana. We become one with Jesus, and when we eat his body and drink his blood in the holy Kurbana, and thus become inheritors of the salvation secured for us. We remember this mystery in the reconciliation rite of the holy Kurbana. There are four important divisions in this rite, namely the rite of reconciliation, the rite of fraction, the rite of communion, and the concluding rite. The rite of reconciliation. We must adorn the sacred robe of reconciliation in preparation to attend the banquet Jesus arranges with his own body and blood. The rite of reconciliation prior to receiving the Holy Communion help us unite ourselves with God. The rite of reconciliation starts with the private prayer, O Christ, you are the peace, followed by the psalm of repentance, Have mercy on me, O God. The incensing at this juncture lead us to forgiveness of sins. The rite of fraction. The rite of fraction that follows reveals the Holy Kurbana's characteristic power to absolve sins. As the prayer, I am the living bread from heaven, is recited or sung, the celebrant raises the sacred host, and after dividing and dipping one half of the host in the sacred blood, holds it together with the other half. The sacred body and blood of Jesus, sacrificed for the expiation of our sins, is being adored. The grace of our Lord Jesus. With this prayer, the rite of fraction ends. The prayer, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, is a wishing rendered by St. Paul. The grace of Jesus, the love of the Father, and the presence of the Holy Spirit give us a heavenly experience. Let us receive this blessing with a request for the grace to enjoy constantly the divine presence, the right of every Christian. The Karasudha of Reconciliation. The Karasudha prayer. Let us approach the mysteries of the precious body and blood, prepares for us for the Holy Communion. This prayer reminds of how we must prepare to receive Holy Communion and what are the benefits thereof. The reconciliation rite ends with the celebrant's reconciliation prayer. Lord, in your mercy, forgive the sins and offenses of your servants. The communion service. The most important element of this rite is receiving the Holy Communion and the consequent union with God. All the other elements of the Holy Kurbana lead to the Holy Communion. Our Father in Heaven. The Lord's Prayer is recited as a preparation for receiving the Holy Communion. Even though we reconcile with God and correct our evil ways, we still live amidst temptations. Hence, the celebrant implores the providence of God to be ever with the faithful. An invitation for Holy Communion. The celebrant blesses the community as a preparation to receive Holy Communion. We, who receive the sacred body and blood of Jesus, the bread of our life, accept Jesus as our Lord. The celebrant prays that all the members of the worshipping community may have this experience. We are, in fact, receiving through the Holy Eucharist the resurrected Jesus. Luke chapter 24, verses 13 to 35. Partake in the sanctity of the triune God. The Holy Eucharist is inseparably connected with the Holy Trinity. So, Holy Communion helps us acquire the wholeness of our God. The proclamation, the Holy Kurbana is for the holy people, reminds us that when we receive the Holy Communion, we intimate ourselves with the Father, the wholeness of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and thus we partake in divine sanctity. The Holy Communion. In response to the invitation of the celebrant, the community confesses that God alone is holy. The grace of God makes us worthy to receive Holy Communion. We must mentally pray for this grace and receive the Holy Communion. We, participating in the Holy Qurbana, which is both a sacrifice and a banquet, should receive the body and blood Jesus breaks and serves. It is necessary for the completion of our Eucharistic experience. We must, therefore, participate in the Holy Qurbana with the necessary preparation and purity of heart. The fruits of the Holy Communion. The Holy Qurbana is both a sacrifice and a banquet. We are granted forgiveness of sins, remission of debts, and divine life. This ensures us of hope in the resurrection of the dead and a life anew in heaven. So, we participate in the holiness of God and attain divine life. This provides us with the experience of salvation, and the Holy Eucharist is the center of Christian life. The concluding service. The celebrant, the deacons, and the community render thanks for the Holy Eucharist in the concluding prayers. The important rites and prayers of this rite are the Lord's Prayer, only in the solemn form, concluding blessing, farewell prayer, and the kissing of the altar. Thanksgiving prayers. The worshipping community who has got a foretaste of heaven through the Holy Eucharist place the trust in the end of this world and heavenly life and praise God through their thanksgiving prayers. Praises are lavished upon Jesus in honor of his redemptive deeds. Requests for eschatological salvation and description of the many blessings Jesus granted are also mentioned. They pray that the sacred mysteries received in faith may be for the remission of their debts. Besides, they pray to make them worthy enough to accord a befitting welcome to Jesus on his glorious second coming and praise him in union with all in heaven. While thanking God for making us worthy to partake in the life-giving sacrifice, the community also implored for forgiveness of sins, resurrection, and a new life in heaven. The Lord's Prayer. If the prayer, Our Father, is recited at this moment, the community praises the Heavenly Father in all happiness. The final blessing. Before ascending to heaven, Jesus blessed his disciples and said, "Go into all the world and proclaim the good news." Mark chapter 16, verse 15. Jesus blesses each and every one of us to continue this mission and fill us with the grace and power of the Holy Spirit. Actually, Jesus grants through this blessing the readiness to bear witness to the Word of God with our words and deeds. The worshippers who were in presence of God heard the Word of Life, participate in the Paschal Mystery, fed with the bread of life, and are sanctified, are then sent out to be the evangelizers. Kissing of the altar. The celebrant kisses the altar, a symbol of the sepulchre of the Lord, and the altar of our sanctification, and recites the prayer of farewell. Jesus has become a sacrifice to gather the scattered people of God. John chapter 11, verses 52. He longed to unite the people, dispelling their disunity, and lead them to togetherness in life. With this intention, he nourished them with his sacred body and blood. One who partakes in his sacrifice and feeds on his sacred body will attain divine life. Let us unite ourselves with Jesus, participating in his sacrifice and feeding on his sacred body and blood. Let us draw sustenance from the Holy Eucharist and be the ministers of love and service so as to sacrifice ourselves in the different spheres of our life. Thus, our lives will be blessed and become redemptive.